Susan Forbes Hansen, Mary Bidwell, William Forbes Jr. Aside from both being descendants of two prominent founding families, Mary Bidwell and William Forbes Jr. also share the distinction of dying young from smallpox infection. While nearby each other, Elaine separates the grave markers. Town history says smallpox victims, out of general fear of further infection, were not buried in the cemetery, but in out-of-the-way places with unmarked graves. The truth of this is indicated by the inscription on the tombstone of William, which states that it is in memory of him and could very well be only a memorial with his body being elsewhere. The inscription on the stone for Mary, on the other hand, clearly states it marks the spot where she is buried. This shows that exceptions were made. During a smallpox epidemic in 1761, of which Mary was a victim, Hartford ordered a pest house for east of the river for the quarantine of those infected. It was built on land that came to be called Pock House Hill, a promontory in a swampy area south of Burnside Avenue. It was also on this site that two town physicians, after much struggle, got the town to finally, in 1791, accept their petition to establish a special hospital for voluntary inoculation. A town meeting declared inoculation an easy method discovered and pointed out by divine providence. The progress was short-lived, however, and permission was denied within a year. The hospital had nonetheless been built, and was an inhospitable, barn-like structure with the patients being cared for by old Okolo, described as being a hideously pox-pitted freed male slave. A hollow is all that remains of its once cellar, and it can still be made out alongside the trail in Hockenham Linear Park. Initially in the 17th century, because of their strong Puritan beliefs, the colonists perceived the numerous outbreaks of pestilence, such as smallpox, as punishment from God for sinful ways. Eventually, connection between such outbreaks and arriving ships began to be seen, and the idea of maritime quarantine came into practice, a concept which spread to isolation of victims anywhere in the colonies. The town's Pacas is an example. In 1721, inoculation was introduced by Reverend Cotton Mather in Boston as a second way of fighting against smallpox. At first, it was primitive, too often even fatal, and thus very controversial, with persistent and even violent resistance by opponents. At the time of the Revolutionary War, there were several smallpox epidemics. Survival of smallpox confers lifelong immunity, and this gave a decided advantage to the British soldiers, since many had survived the disease earlier in life. And the British were known to even deliberately spread epidemics by expelling its victims outside the city of Boston with the idea of infecting the American lines. General George Washington was initially quite hesitant to have his troops inoculated. However, by 1777, faced with mounting smallpox deaths, he ordered mandatory inoculation of all recruits who had not had the disease. Thus, one can assume all East Hartford veterans of the war returned home inoculated and should have stood as examples to town residents of the value of inoculation in the prevention and survival of this dreaded plague.